Proclamation number 0456 of 9th of June, 1938. Purification of the teaching of Christ. There are helpful beings turning to you from all sides, who want to make your task easier, so that you do not become tired in your spiritual work. In this way all beings unite to one task, which in its magnitude is not yet fully clear to you. You have a work to do that extends over a wide area, both in space and time. The epitome of this work is a thorough cleansing of the teaching that is now preached on earth as the teaching of Christ. Reforms have been given again and again. And each was based on the will to remove any abuses and teach only the truth. But the human being is always keen to create a complicated as possible teaching. It was already like this in old times and is still the same today. The actual meaning of Christ's teaching is veiled, and man places value on external actions and things that can only diminish the value of the teaching, but never help to establish the simplest and most childlike relationship with the Heavenly Father, which is the very first necessity. Likewise, the followers of such complicated teachings will soon themselves no longer be able to distinguish how much more divine a teaching in all simplicity is, but will always direct their attention only to the fulfillment of outwardly working duties. Because for itself, out of own drive, humans do the least. The effect their actions have on the fellow man is always the greatest motivation of it. And yet everything with purely external effect should be avoided in the teachings of Christ. Each man must be busy with himself and always only want to bring this own light to the Father in heaven. The world, however, should be completely excluded in order to be connected with the divine Creator, and his life in the midst of the world should always be arranged according to the will of the Father. In avid love activity. This teaching is so simple and so easy to carry out with goodwill, but people often make the way up difficult for themselves. Everyone must seek the connection with God in his heart, and do this at all times. Where, however, a schematization of the spiritual work is striven for. Where one outwardly does this work by the hour, and that also mostly not in an effort to serve God, but only to fulfill his duties. There the blessing is hardly to be expected, which the Lord promises to those who love him and serve him. So the desire for spiritual nourishment always only moves where the true union with God is striven for. And to these the Lord gives news of his will. That this teaching represented among the people should be purified and arise anew as the Lord himself has announced it to his own on earth. The teaching of Jesus Christ remains always and eternally the same, but people add or change. Of their own accord, and a teaching changed in this way must be purified according to the will of the Lord. So that people can find themselves again with him and deeply inwardly accept and follow what helps them to eternal bliss. Amen.